In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. In the first week of the blessed month of Tut, in the second of Tut, we celebrate the commemoration of the greatest man born to women, that Saint John the Baptist, was yesterday his feast. And that's why the reading of the first Sunday is all about the forerunner who came before the Lord Christ to prepare the way before him. And this man, even while his ministry was not that long, but we can learn from him many, many things. This one received a testimony from the Lord Christ himself that he is the greatest man born to women. And of course, this is very special because this is God witnessing to a person or a man. There are many, many lessons that we can reflect upon in the life of Saint John the Baptist. The first one is that the major part of his life is hidden, but it served as preparation for a short yet remarkable ministry. This man was in the wilderness for most of his years, almost maybe 30 years of his life. We know nothing about him. All of this was to prepare him for a very short time that he will come to prepare the way before the Lord. Sometimes, actually, we are living in this preparation phase. God is preparing us to witness for him in a certain way. And this might take us a very, very long time in our lives. Actually, we might have the test at the very end of our lives. And God is preparing us for a day, and this day will be the test where if we stand it, then we will prepare the way before him. He still wants to come over and over and over to the life of the people who are waiting for him. So we should not be wasting the opportunity while God is preparing us. We should be responding to him as Saint John the Baptist was. That's why his ministry was short, yet it was very remarkable. God will never wait the service of the people with the length of days, or how many years they spend serving the church or being around in the house of God. God will always be waiting the service of people based on the impact, the faithfulness, the love that was in it. Another lesson we learned from the life of Saint John the Baptist is that he lived his whole life for the Lord Christ. Therefore, at the end of his life, it was not very hard for him to die for the truth. People who live every day witnessing to God and loving him, it will be very easy for them at the end of their lives, when their own lives will be requested, that they will give it easily. We should be all the time living our life watching for his coming. People sometimes postpone repentance and thinking that's not yet time. Let us enjoy our lives, and then whenever it is time, we are approaching the end, then we will be more watchful over ourselves. A lot of people are spending their lives simply in waiting, and there is a great difference between waiting and watching for someone. There is a story about a ship of fishermen who went for a long time in the sea fishing, and this is how they make their livings. When they came back, the captain of the ship was holding his binocular and looking to the seashore, and he was reporting to the fisherman who is waiting at the seashore. So he said, this is the family of so, this is the family of so, this is the family of so. Everyone had some people waiting for him or watching for his return at the seashore, except one fisherman who didn't see his wife at the seashore. When he went home, she was waiting for him in her house, and she felt like he is disappointed at her. Then she asked him, I feel that you are disappointed. Was your trip okay? She said, yes, it was okay. He said, yes, it was okay. Then she asked him, why you are disappointed? He said to her, why you did not come to welcome me at the seashore? She said that I was here waiting for you. He said for her, there is a great difference between being in wait and being watchful and looking after my return. How we think of ourselves doing now? Are we just in waiting for the time when we depart or he comes, or we are watchful, we are looking for, we are taking initiatives in order to prepare the way for him, like Saint John the Baptist. Another lesson we learned also from the life of the forerunner, he was very consistent in his message, no matter who the recipient. He gave the same message to the Pharisees, to the scribes, to the people of Israel, and to King Herod. He came to tell everyone what is lawful and what is unlawful. He came to baptize and prepare them by repentance. It didn't make a great difference for him whom he is addressing. He was a very consistent person all through. He was very ascetic in his lifestyle, and this was also all the time. Let us compare to this man to us sometimes. How sometimes we flip from one side to the other. How we change based on the company that we are among. Between the people in the church, we are showing a certain face. Going outside among our friends, we are totally different people. In our workplace, we are different other people. In our homes, we are different. This lack of consistency will make us unable to reflect the fragrance of the Lord Christ to the people outside. People will stumble at us, whom truly we are. With the believers we worship and we pray, and with those who goes to the places unfitting for the Christians, we are there to sing and dance. How can this be something that can reflect the light of God to the people? There was also a story about a young boy who went to see a show or a flower show, and he enjoyed it very much. Everything was very colorful, and the fragrance of the flower was great. He went back and he told his friends about this show. And he heard that this show is going to be broadcast on the TV. So he prepared his friend, said that this is a great show. Come and watch it with me. I went myself there and I enjoyed it so much. His friends came to his house and they waited for this show that came. The show came, and at that time the boy didn't have except a TV that's only like the black and white, the old one. So they watched this show and it was very boring, and none enjoyed anything. They asked him, what did you exactly enjoy in this? We find it very boring. He said that when I was there, it wasn't like this. It was very colorful and the smell was great. This was the difference. They only watched something with no smell, no fragrance, and nothing with no colors. That's why they couldn't enjoy it. They couldn't feel it. This is the consistency that when we lack, we will never be able to reflect the fragrance of Christ. People will just see something uncolored and also with no smell whatsoever. It will never impress anyone. It will never tell how the beauty of the Lord Christ is. The self-denial of this man was not only shown in his ascetic lifestyle, but above all, in accepting to prepare the field and not to reap fruits himself. This is the greatness and the nobility of Saint John the Baptist and those people who are like him. People who accept to suffer, knowing that they will never reap fruits in their lifetime. He accepted this willingly. He had no gain whatsoever during the life that he was living on earth. Even he was willing not to have disciples at all, but the people to follow Christ. This is what he came for. How this also is compared to us, that when we feel like we are not reaping fruits as we expect, we might not accept the task altogether. We always look for the credit, for the gain. If there is nothing in it for me, then I will never do it. The promise about you receive reward in heaven doesn't sell much with most of the people. What do you mean? Am I going to suffer all of my life here? I'm not going to gain anything? Why should I accept this? Only those people who have got this heart, the noble and gracious heart, that can accept that all of his life all of his life, not to gain anything, for a noble reason, will be able to live like St. John the Baptist. In the same way, St. Paul, who accepted to lose everything, but at the end of the day, he would prepare also people for the kingdom of God. Another thing we learn from St. John the Baptist is his mark of obedience was when he accepted to put his hands on the head of the Lord, despite his proclamation that he was not worthy to carry his sandals. What do we mean by this? Sometimes we say that we are trying to learn obedience and being humble. And you see this in the church. People are inviting each other to do something. You do this, and the other person say, no, you do this. And then the other person say for him, please do it. And then, no, I'm not going to do it. My friends, this is not obedience, and this is not humility. This is just a pretend. True obedience is to accept what is requested, even if it's against our conviction. In his heart and his mind, he doesn't deserve to even carry the sandals of this man. But when the Lord Christ said to him that now you should baptize me, it didn't take him much time. He only conveyed to the Lord his concern. How can I do this? And when the Lord answered him, it was enough. That's it. True obedience is to do whatever requested, no matter how we feel towards this. Pretending humility and refusing something and no, I'm not going to do it, actually, it doesn't reflect a true humble heart. Humble heart will just do whatever this person is requested to do. Another lesson, the last one we are going to reflect upon today, that it was his faithfulness and love to the bridegroom, not his rank or religious order, that granted him his blessed title. He was granted a title no one else received it, the greatest man born of woman. This man was neither a bishop or a patriarch or anything. He had no dignity in the way he in the life that he accepted to live. But it was his faithfulness and his love. Compare this to us when sometimes we are frustrated and disappointed because we were denied a title or a service that we think that we deserve it. I have been serving all of these years. I'm not promoted yet to become whatever, a head deacon or so and so and so. It is not the title that make people great. Actually, the great people who gave dignity to the title. Amva Antonius, he was neither a bishop nor a patriarch. And all the bishops and the patriarchs, they just wish if they can have something from the dust that he was trembling upon, and they put it over their heads. It is the faithfulness and love that make people great. Saint John the Baptist was one of those people. He was the greatest in all history, and he never carried a title. Many, many lessons we can reflect upon in the life of the forerunner. His life was very short, yet it carried many things that we can learn from. May the Lord grant us forgiveness of our sins through the intercession of the forerunner and Baptist Saint John. Glory be to God forever and ever.